It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy. Pam, thanks so much for coming back.
Hey, Ben. Great to be back. Thank you.
We've got some more questions. Here's another one. Over-the-counter options for heartburn. Heartburn can be something that everybody gets at some point in their life. This person says it hits them late at night. What's the best over-the-counter option?
Yeah, well, certainly not alone. I will start by saying, you know, obviously that a lot of people that experience heartburn do find it most bothersome when they're lying down to go to bed. But after meals and when you lie down are two of the most common times that heartburn will be problematic for people. So it's that burning sensation, usually mid-chest, that's the result of reflux. So when those acidic contents of the stomach can reflux back up into the esophagus. And so some people will also, you know, refer to it as GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease. And that's when that reflux heartburn is occurring on a regular basis and over a longer period of time. So before we consider over-the-counter medication options, we do also like to talk about some non-medication options first. So things like reducing eating foods that are spicy, foods that are acidic or high in fat can all increase the risk of that reflux. We do also recommend limiting caffeine, alcohol, and tobacco that all can contribute to that reflux and heartburn as well. Other things to consider are elevating. So when you do go to lie down at night, elevating the head of the bed or using extra pillows so you aren't lying as flat can be really helpful. And avoiding eating those meals within 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. Being overweight is a very common risk factor we see when people complain about heartburn. So just to consider that when we're trying to help improve some of those symptoms. But there are several over-the-counter options available to help with reflux and heartburn. And so we'll usually recommend starting with those lifestyle and diet recommendations that I mentioned just now first. But if they aren't helping, typically we then look at starting a trial of one or even a combination of over-the-counter options. I will say it's definitely very important to recognize that if those symptoms are new to you or the symptoms you're experiencing are changing or worsening, you really should follow up with your primary care providers. So pharmacists within community pharmacy primary care clinics can help assess and recommend both over-the-counter and prescription products to treat those symptoms of heartburn. And we would also know it's what we would call like those red flags or things to consider when we'd want to refer you if there are symptoms there that look like they may require further investigation. So if you do find heartburn bothering you, I would suggest just popping in to see your pharmacist, especially if you don't have a doctor or nurse practitioner, and they can help you choose best options to get started. There's just so many products on the shelf, so we can just make sure that we're helping to direct you to the best option or options in some case to help get rid of that heartburn.
Right. Sounds good. Another question, Pam. This person says, my mom is on 5 different medications. What's the safest way to organize them?
Mm-hmm. Another really good question. Thank you. And it's a good one because it's something that we're helping patients with almost daily in community pharmacies. So not taking medications as prescribed. So if you're not properly taking them, it leads to, you know, several hospitalizations and deaths every year in Canada. So it's very important that you work with your healthcare team to make sure that you're taking those medications as intended. So your pharmacy team can certainly help get you and your mom organized. So depending on the complexity of the number of medications you're taking, your mom in this case is taking, or the number of times that day you have to take them, will help us, you know, work with you to help decide what the best option is to get organized. So one way we do help people is something called MedSync or medication synchronization. And what that means is that we align all of your medications to be refilled at the same time, every time you have them filled. So whether you have your prescriptions filled monthly or every 3 months or somewhere in between, we actually get you to bring in your medications, or you can give us a call from home. We'll get you to count all of the medications medications that you have remaining at home. And then that allows us to align to get them all set up to be filled at the same time. By doing that, we'll know when you expect to need to have them refilled again. And then somebody, you know, from the pharmacy can call to check in and just remind you they are due. It's a good way for all of us to ensure that you're being compliant and taking your medications as needed. If it's a more complex regimen or you just need a little bit more help remembering every day, then we often put medications into blister packs or compliance packs for patients. That really does allow us to organize all the medications into those weekly blister cards. So every card is going to contain exactly the medication that you need for each day of the week and up to 4 times a day. So, you know, we don't, or personally at the pharmacy, we don't charge for those blister packs. But when we do them, we do dispense them monthly rather than every 3 months. Another option, if you wanted to organize on your own, might just be to buy a pill organizer at your pharmacy. They come in a lot of different shapes and sizes, and then that allows you to go through your medications every week to separate them into the times of day and the days of the week that you would be taking them. So that's still a good option if you have someone that's helping you out with your medications. But whatever you choose, and you know, there are still a lot of other options that I didn't even mention, it's very common for community pharmacy teams to work with you to help simplify that medication regimen and just make sure that you're taking things as prescribed to ensure that we're giving you the best health outcome possible.
And that's a similar question to the next question. What if I can't remember if I took my pills or not? That would help with people with that problem too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not surprised to see these kind of questions because we get them often in community pharmacy. And you're right, that really is an extension of that last caller's question that we had. But first, if you find this occurring regularly, you'll want to consider some of those options I just mentioned. You know, they're easy, they're inexpensive ways to help keep you on track. And when you're on multiple medications and potentially taking them multiple times a day, it is very difficult for any of us to remember if we took that last dose. So by having them organized in those pill organizers or blister packs, you're easily going to be able to see if you got that last dose. So I will just say, you know, if you find yourself questioning if you took the last one, you know, the standard safest default is to skip that dose and take your next scheduled dose when it is due, because double dosing your medication may present a higher risk. So of course, like most things, pharmacy, there's always exceptions to everything. So safest bet is if you're not sure if you remember it and you don't have your pills organized, and you know, in those blister packs or pill organizers, and you're not 100% sure, safest bet is always to give your pharmacy team a call if you're unsure. You know, that's why we're there to help.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Pam. Great information.
Yeah, thanks a ton, Ben.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.